It turns out every vote does count. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I'm seeing two reactions to the defeat of Eric Cantor, the first House Majority Leader to lose his local election while in office. There are the analysts.
There is a rebellion inside the Republican Party, and in one respect, it is the Republicans eating their young.
Eating their young. And then there's the rest of the country, which is saying, who's Eric Cantor? But I think there's a lesson that all sides can embrace. When an unknown has a message that appeals to the voters, he can beat a powerful incumbent even if he's massively outspent. Money doesn't always buy elections. Another message, in an election in the middle of June, where the voter turnout is all of 14%, you can't be sitting in Washington playing Mr. Important. You need to be in the district, knocking on doors.
You go door-to-door knocking, the American people know the country is heading in the wrong direction.
And a couple of other things to note. David Bratt is a college professor, a conservative college professor. I thought they were all liberals. He's also a Christian who believes that God helped him win.
I'm a believer, and so I'm humbled that God gave us this win.
But a Christian who refuses to crusade against abortion or gay marriage. In fact, he says it's hypocritical for conservatives to claim they believe in individual liberty and at the same time try to restrict abortion, gay marriage, and gambling. So we've just seen a demonstration of how an unknown, hard-to-pigeonhole academic can bring down a powerful, well-financed incumbent. A reminder that when 86% of the voters stay home, anything can happen. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.